Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The World Health Organization and the CDC are both saying that Ebola is spreading exponentially. That's the headline from NBC News. I'm Alex Jones, reporting from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Our reporters are preparing to embark up to New York City to cover the 13th anniversary of the tragic 9/11 attacks that were used to transform our country from a free republic to a high-tech banana republic. Buckley Hammond will be reporting from Chicago in the third hour. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire. He's in Chicago showing the sculptures they've put up all over the city that have microphones in them, listening to people. And when the public complains, they go, oh, it's the gunshot detectors. You're not for guns, are you? They put microphones up in 1998 in Austin and called them gunshot detectors. Not one person's ever been arrested or prosecuted using them. It is a keyword NSA data hub with federal grants, just like the asset forfeiture seizure with police stealing money out of old ladies' purses and not arresting them because they've done nothing wrong. The feds have a law that the locals can get 70-80% of the money back if they do it under a federal program, federalizing police. And the Washington Post reported on that yesterday. There's the headline. New sensors will scoop up big data on Chicago. That was in June of this year in the Chicago Tribune. Now they're in the news this week going, we don't know what the mystery towers are and what these electronic devices are inside the sculptures. And they have the FBI on TV going, geez, we don't know. I mean, we don't spy on you without warrants. So even though we have all the federal purchase orders, we know exactly what it all does. We've had top NSA whistleblower William Benny, the director of intelligence on the number three or number four position there. We know exactly what it is. It's like the sun comes up in the morning and we go, that's the sun, the big ball of gas we orbit. No, actually, the FBI says we don't know what that is. Okay. 2 + 2 = 5. So here's the AP article. New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire. Gunshot microphones proven to capture conversations. We'll be talking to Buckley Hammond out of studios in Chicago today, coming up at about 1:30, and then we'll be playing his filed report that was filed in our system last night. He shot it yesterday. We have it from Chicago. And so that special investigative report will be airing coming up in the third hour, but Buckley will also join us from studios up there in Chicago today. So that is all coming up in the third hour today. James O'Keefe, the award-winning, hardcore, fearless, double-tough journalist, to steal a line from the remake of True Grit, will be joining us coming up for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. He, of course, got his team through right across Lake Erie into the United States, dresses as jihadi with big bags marked Ebola and Ryosin and other goodies. Speaking of that, Ebola is surging in places it had been beaten back. AP, Ebola virus outbreak. Fourth Ebola patient lands in Atlanta. Not very smart. Ebola virus spread by taxi passengers, says World Health Organization. Area of animal-to-human Ebola risk bigger than study thought. AFP, U.S. Britain send troops to help fight Ebola in West Africa. U.S. Air Marshal in quarantine after syringe attack in Nigeria. That dovetails with this report. Virus hitting the U.S. could be tip of iceberg, CDC official says. A respiratory virus is sending hundreds of children to hospitals throughout the Midwest and beyond, health officials say. The unusually high number of hospitalizations reported could be just the tip of the iceberg, says the virologists and directors of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Division of Viral Diseases. What's happening? We'll break it all down straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is surreal to watch CNN or MSNBC, NBC, CBS, you name it, and they'll have CIA analysts on there saying, ISIS is inside the U.S. and could hit us any minute, on or before 9/11. And opinion polls show a majority of Americans want to strike ISIS, want to take them out. And we're talking about an illegitimate government that openly, publicly in the last 4 years has given al-Qaeda new bases in Iraq, new bases in places like Syria, allow them to take over Libya. It is so frustrating because I don't support ISIS. I hate ISIS. Horrible, barbaric people cutting children's heads off, blowing up churches. Scum of the earth. But now we're going to bomb them after giving them the weapons to do it? Where's the congressional investigation? Where is the human cry? The only way this can happen is dinosaur state-run media continues to play along with it, and there'll be headlines in AP or headlines in AFP. Where they'll say, oh, top general says we helped create ISIS, or general says we armed ISIS, or Pentagon admits that we're partly to blame for ISIS. Not partly to blame, like you accidentally got water on the floor and somebody walked in your house and fell down and broke their neck. You didn't do it on purpose. It's not premeditated. You're still liable. No, this was done on purpose to turn these monsters loose all over the world, and now it's gotten so out of hand that we're told we've got to go back into Iraq and all these places to contain ISIS. It makes me literally want to throw up. And they've been arming the so-called moderate rebels the whole time. No, they've been giving the arms directly to ISIS, which is really al-Qaeda. Now, I'm done talking about that. There's a bunch of developments in the news today on that subject I'll get to later. It's just a paradox that I really have trouble dealing with, because I'm not mad at Rand Paul calling for larger strikes on ISIS. I actually agree with it at a gut level. But however Obama does this will end up only turning into evil somehow, because the globalists have a policy of destabilization worldwide and taking out regimes that are stable and regimes that actually want to work with the West, because there's no money in being friends with the Middle East. There's a lot of money putting a bunch of crazies in charge. And now Boehner refuses to say if Congress should authorize ISIS war. See, they're all passing this hot potato around. Now, separately, while all that's going on, Zuckerberg pushes for total amnesty in a North American union, Breitbart reports, at billionaire Carlos Slim's charity event in Mexico. And, of course, Carlos Slim owns the New York Times and a bunch of other media and is a known mafia don and is lobbying for the end of our borders completely. It's all these billionaire scammers like Zuckerberg with his pump and dump, who censors Facebook and only allows anti-gun groups and people to operate, to get up there and lobby constantly to end our borders, which they've already done by fiat without an executive order. And then to confuse the public, they have the media come out and say, Obama's been dealt a defeat. He's afraid in the midterm elections in the Senate to legalize the illegals with an executive order. Plus, it's unconstitutional. He's already done it. They've got deportations back to 3 to 5 years. They're not even having the deportation hearings for at least 3 to 4 years. It's a total fraud. The Republican leadership is involved in this. There's big studies out today saying that there's going to be a huge Republican wave, probably taking the Senate. The House will remain Republican. And the only hope the Democrats have is Hillary. And they admit, because it's the novelty, that she's a woman. Notice the Democrats attack Sarah Palin with the whole line that she was stupid. The stereotype they were pushing that women are dumb or that women are ditzy. But with Hillary, oh, she's so smart. Oh, yeah, like a barracuda. Oh, women are finally going to be in charge. A warmongering criminal who's made hundreds of millions of dollars off speaking fees and fake charities. I mean, can we get rid of the Clintons? I mean, I don't want Jeb Bush to run. I don't want another Bush. The issue here, though, is it's another stunt, jingoism. And, of course, it's not like we just don't have a Democratic problem with Hillary Clinton. We have John Boehner and the Republican senators and the Republican House leaders who helped write Obamacare, who helped write the amnesty plan, who were bought and paid for by the Zuckerbergs and the David Rockefellers and the Carlos Slims and all the usual Warren Buffett suspects. They want a North American union. They want to exploit workers. They want to drive down wages. They've gotten the unions the last 15 years to go along with the expansion of NAFTA and GATT and the North American Union to literally destroy their workers' future. I saw a Forbes article yesterday admitting that the new Detroit is Mexico. And, of course, you get paid $3 an hour instead of $25 an hour. And it's all done to shut this country down. Look at this Forbes headline. Is Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim the new role model for Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg? Is the Easter Bunny our friend? Is Santa Claus helpful? I mean, it's just all ridiculous as they build up Zuckerberg, who went to Bilderberg 3-4 years ago, to cement the major mafia don green lighting of running the Facebook pump and dump stock offering. It's just all a bunch of pump and dumping, money laundering, globalist kingpins exempt from everything, just trying to wreck the middle class, laughing at us. Remember Zuckerberg famously said, oh my gosh, our users trust us, what a bunch of dumb effers, while being on TV, trust me, we don't sell your data, we don't use it. It's a CIA-engineered, Harvard-run psych warfare operation to start revolutions, to control revolutions, to wreck society. People ask, why are you on Facebook? Because fans 5 years ago, or whatever it was, started more than 50 Facebooks, and we took them over. We got about 10 of them that we kept. We consolidated the others. We've got over 3 million likers, or whatever you call it. Sure, we use the enemy platform, but don't think for a minute we ever depend on it. Don't think for a minute we ever expect it to be there tomorrow after we've been censored time and time again. And again, Facebook and YouTube and all these groups operate like, oh, it's a public commons, bring your content here and just follow these rules. But then you follow the rules and they kick you off. By the way, Google is much better than Twitter and Facebook when it comes to censoring. Because Google's smart. They want to be the biggest open area because that will give them global domination. So you've got a lot of these big internet conglomerates as well battling with each other for supremacy. And within that natural separation of powers, like we see in government, we have some of the wiggle room to allow basic free press to develop and grow. But it's precious. It's like I have a saltwater tank and, you know, you put inexpensive baby corals in there, but not all of them take. They need to get established and rooted and they're doing well before they grow. And it's the same thing with the new media. We are giving the globalists a run for their money. They're trying to suppress us, trying to game the internet, trying to bring in internet kill switches and taxation grids, but we're fighting a lot of it back together. That's why the whole world's hooked into the web now. It is a giant surveillance grid. That's why we have to double down and take it over with our individual actions, with the decisions we make online, with where we spend our money. who we support, who we promote, to create a mass cascading event that could cause a new renaissance. And the other option is total slavery to the technocrats. So we better believe we can change things. And we have changed things. We've had a lot of victories. This is a fluid, ongoing battle by a lot of other interests. You've got the globalists trying to control and manipulate all these different interests towards their global governance, which has a very bad end game, global population force reduction. All the stuff we've seen so far is just the toying with it, the tinkering, the beta testing. We're entering the end game. We're entering the globalist attempt to transcend humanity, merging with machines, becoming gods, and then expunging the earth of the disease they call humanity. I would talk about that 18, 19, 20 years ago on air. It is now 20 years. It'll be 20 years in just a few days. I got to try to remember the exact date. I have to go back and look it up. I know it was at the end of 1995. That'll be 20 years, won't it? Or is that 19? I guess I'd say 20 because I was doing radio interviews and stuff in 94. So there isn't really any set date. It's been about 20 years. 22 years I've been politically active. I don't know. I've been politically active since I'm 19. I'm 40. Doesn't matter. We're going to come back, get into all the news, get into the latest on Ebola and the other mystery virus inside the U.S. More Ebola patients coming to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to get into Scottish independence and what it means to the Transylvanian royal family, the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. You know it as Windsor. At the bottom of the third hour today, we're going to air a special report that Buckley Hammond traveled to Chicago, one of our news producers, to investigate. And he'll also be joining us live on the air remotely to discuss the piece. And we were planning to air it today when he shot it yesterday. He finished the report last night and remotely sent it to us. But New York City approved censors to pinpoint gunfire, gunshot microphones proven to capture conversations, Associated Press. See, how do you put up microphones to listen to people with computer software that they use on the telephones to record the conversations, to voice print them, and to track you by individual name in something that, again, makes 1984 look like a free system compared to what they're setting up here? You call it a gunshot detector. You turn the schools into little snitch prisons in the name of keeping kids safe from guns, even though statistically only 60-something children under the age of 18 get killed a year in school shootings. It was 67 in 2013. But there's still that perception. Almost everyone I've ever known, unless they're scuba divers or snorkeling enthusiasts, are afraid to go into deep water or afraid to... People climb back in boats if they see some six-foot-long fish. Or, God forbid, they actually see a nurse shark. A nurse shark's harmless. I'm going to be swimming over to the nurse shark trying to feed it or something, and just because I know it's harmless. If I saw a sand shark, I'd go over to it. Five people a year die from great white attacks, maybe another 15 from all other attacks combined. 20 is the global average for shark deaths per year. Well, one has taken place. Bloomberg. And again, I dovetail this with the guns. Counting the suicides and everything, it's like 12,000 people a year out of 320 million. Last time I checked, it's like something like 70,000 people fall and die in their bathrooms every year. 100,000+, and it's in the World Almanac, die from drowning every year. I mean, it's crazy. Going to ban swimming? The world's a dangerous place. Hundreds of thousands from automobiles. 200+ from honeybees. 200+ from wasps. 300+ from deer. Jumping in front of cars. Going to ban deer? Going to have TSA checking on the side of the highway to stop the deer because they might jump out in front of you? Going to ban driving at night? I've hit deer at night. Almost everybody I know, Buckley Hammond, my cousin coming up, was driving out to see family in Fredericksburg years ago. Deer jumped out in front of him, totaled his truck, flipped it off into a ditch going 70 miles an hour, hitting multiple deer. Going to ban driving at night? Shark mauls man's leg in fatal attack off Byron Bay Surf Beach. A shark mauled a man to death at one of Australia's most popular tourist spots, prompting authorities to close down the beach. Officers and paramedics were called to Main Beach in Byron Bay after the man, believed to be in his 40s, was bitten on his right leg, police said in a statement. He was seen floating in shallow water. See, the great white thought he was something else, took a bite, didn't like the flavor, kicked the guy back out, and he bled to death pretty quick. He was seen floating in shallow water close to shore and dragged on the beach where he was pronounced dead a short time later. Probably made it most of the way back. There have been 170 fatal shark attacks in the past 100 years in Australia. Yeah, most of them are in Australia. According to researchers at Sydney's Targano Zoo, Channel 9 television showed footage of an estimated 2-meter-long shark off the beach not long after today's attack. It's only 6 feet long. Might have been something else. It's north of Sydney, 500 miles where this happened. Now, cigarettes are estimated to kill over 300,000 people a year. And that's with the numbers down in smoking. It used to be like 500,000. But see, it's not scary. It doesn't have a little fin on it going dun 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 dun. All I'm saying is this is an example of how the media can take things that aren't really a threat statistically and make it be the most scary thing in the world. Guns, sharks, oh my gosh. Kind of like this Ray Rice thing. You would think this guy was Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm not defending what he did. Everybody gets to swell up and be all upset about it now. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. This is an example of mind control. Then we're going to get into the prince's new baby that's coming.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Obamacare.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A bunch of news coming up. The latest on ISIS.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've always likened the war on terror's hyping of Al-Qaeda terrorists to be like great white sharks. An extremely rare attack, most of it provocateured, most of it staged, most of it manufactured. But now they have created the mother of all jihadi wonderlands in Syria and Iraq and turned over this area and oil fields with weapons to Al-Qaeda to bring down the Middle East in flames. And then our government that armed them is now acting like it's going to bomb them. That's mainly because the public got upset about ISIS and said, don't attack Syria last year. Don't aid Al-Qaeda in taking over Syria. So they changed the name to ISIS. And still the public is saying, we want them taken out. We were taught to hate Al-Qaeda. We were taught how bad they were. We know ISIS is Al-Qaeda. So the warmongering nature of the United States is now, in a way, being put to good. Because if you've got some just big, giant ogre creature that goes around attacking its enemies, occasionally a blind hog could find acorns. Broken clocks are right twice a day. The problem is the same evil government will direct our military and probably bomb innocent people or probably go after targets that aren't even Al-Qaeda. So there's no way, and I understand Lou Rockwell's perspective, to actually do any good, because the intent of the people controlling our civilization is bad, and they will always take our good intentions and twist them into something else. Here's an example. You've got hundreds of trillions of dollars of derivatives that our government has signed us onto that are not our debts. Most of it for foreign banks. Most of the banker bailout money over the years, trillions, has gone to private individuals. Has gone to people like John Corzine, the former head of Goldman Sachs. There are huge crimes being committed. There are major banks caught laundering drug money that don't get in trouble. There are all sorts of government-controlled prostitution rings of underage people that continue to get exposed. Major government groups caught shipping in heroin, cocaine. It goes on and on and on. Even Time magazine admits that derivatives are the number one threat to the global economy. Major governments, there's more than 15 of them, with nuclear weapons, are the number one threat to life on this planet, not asteroids. Asteroids that destroy civilizations may come around every few hundred thousand years, they think. You really think that we're going to have nuclear weapons for hundreds of thousands of years and not use them? There's Daily Finance, 1.2 quadrillion derivatives market, dwarfs world GDP. That's from 2010. It's now, I keep saying 1.5 quadrill. That's a number from 2011. I looked it up last week. It's 2.1 estimated by the UN itself, 2.1 quadrillion. That's 2,000 trillion. 2,100 trillion. But who's counting? 100 trillion here, 100 trillion there, dropping the bucket. Remember, as George Herbert Walker Bush said, billion here, billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about money. Now it's trillion here, trillion there. This is Zimbabwe, folks. This is Weimar Republic, but it's got nuclear weapons backing it up, so everyone keeps taking it and keeps accepting it. I'm not trying to come on the air and be alarmist. I personally am having a lot of anxiety. I personally am upset about where civilization's going. I personally want to have grandkids. I have children. I personally like life. I personally like wildlife. I personally like this planet. I personally have goodwill. And with all of this stuff going on with Ukraine and Syria and Iraq, and even NBC News admitting Obamacare is hitting and crippling small businesses, it was written to do that. Obamacare's bill for small businesses, big bucks, fewer jobs. That's what it does. So while all this is going on, I was on the elliptical for 45 minutes this morning, flipping around ESPN, CNN, Fox, NBC. I was looking at everything because I can't look at these teleprompter readers too long without getting seriously nauseous. And all they were talking about was this. Ray Rice cut by Baltimore Ravens after video of elevator punch. And this was, you know, in my video box yesterday. I saw the story Sunday. I saw it Monday. And I just didn't cover it yesterday because the story itself is a diversion, is a distraction. But once it becomes a diversion and a distraction, then we can talk about it and still get some good out of it. Because we can hijack a diversion and show people what a diversion is and show people how mind control takes place. Ray Rice. Now, they're obviously drunk. They're at a casino. She charges up to him. He punches her. It's thuggish. He acts like he doesn't care when he drags her out. It looks terrible. But he's already been adjudicated. She said, leave us alone. That's their business. I've never hit a woman, ever. I have pushed them off of me when they do just what she did. I mean, I think almost every girlfriend I've ever had at one point or another jumps on me or something, or follows you out the door clawing at your hair or whatever. I mean, I've never turned around and knocked them upside the head. But I've come close. And any man that admits that or says that, oh my gosh, the worst thing in the world is to hit a woman. Really? How about it's to use drugs and gamble away all your money or leave your kids? How about abusing your kids? No, that's a lot worse. And again, these guys that beat up women just out of the blue, they're horrible cowards. They're scum. It's terrible. I've never hit a woman. I've pushed women off of me. But when a woman attacks a man, it's no big deal. It's no big issue. But that's not what I'm getting to here. I'm not defending the gangster culture, the thug culture in the NFL that is undoubtedly going on. The dog fighting, it's one reason I can't stand it. And if they just played football games and that was over, it's all the tabloid stuff around it about the players and what they do. And just living here in Austin for 20-something years, having to be around the UT football players and the arrogance and how they think they're gods and just the whole thing. So I have my own disgust with it. But it is fundamentally sick while trillions are being stolen, borders are wide open. They routinely find graves of 50 people, 100, 200, 300 on the Texas-Mexico border, a lot of them little kids, murdered, raped, killed by the Mexican drug cartels and coyotes. And Robert Rodriguez makes movies where he claims white people in cowboy hats like Don Johnson are doing it. No, that's not who's murdering people that paid their money to get shipped into the U.S. and for whatever reason got killed. Because a rival coyote brought them through. So to send an example, the cartel will kill men, women, and children. I want the killing of the men, women, and children to stop. And I sure don't like Robert Rodriguez, part of the Mexican mafia wannabe group, making movies blaming white people for it. Hey, take some responsibility for the drug culture that's glamorized by the Hispanic rap and the Hispanic Tejano and the Hispanic country music. Take responsibility for that. Just like white people need to take responsibility for the degenerate Klan and decry it. But instead, when you got black gangster racism, go hunt down white people, it's cute and funny in the media, and the media won't say it's black racism. Or when you've got Hispanic crazy level racism, it's all supposedly kosher and condoned. See, it's all how it's presented. But then everybody's jealous of these football players making $10 million a year. Everybody's, the fans, the jock sniffers, the weirdos that run around the alumni buying vehicles and apartments for the football players. All of you people really don't like the ball players. It's all part of this sick narcissistic society to go be part of it and have the boxes and be around it. It's just totally empty and mindless. But then there's always the sacrificial lamb. Oh my gosh, this guy's girlfriend jumped on him and he punched her. What do you expect somebody in the top 0.1% of best athletes, probably juiced out of his mind on 10 steroids, drunk, and somebody jumps on him? And he's going to reflex, pop him upside the head. That's why the police didn't throw the book at him, because she jumped on him and because they were drunk. And so it wasn't premeditated. He wasn't somebody out there walking in front and beating up mama in front of the kids who deserves to be thrown in prison. But again, I'm not defending what happened. It's terrible. The issue is how the media gets to get real upset and the players get to come out and go, why, this whole thing is just terrible. When it's a gladiatorial event where the average former NFL football player lives to 56, they're brain damaged, all their organs are bruised and blown out, their joints are blown out. And let me tell you, I've run into and known a lot growing up in Dallas and then in Austin, a lot of former Dallas Cowboys and the rest of them. And let me tell you, there's nothing sadder than most of these former professional athletes, even if they've got $20 million in the bank, because they're so narcissistic that they're not stars anymore and they're not cool anymore and they don't get to be the, and the other players don't kiss up to them anymore, that they're shattered men. That's what happens to narcissists. What about your kids? What about your family? What about the community? Who cares about football? If it was just go watch a ball game, whatever, that would be it. All the men I know, even they know what's going on, they want to sit there on their iPhone with fantasy football. They're arguing with people, and I just want to slap them. Our whole world is going down. Worldwide tyranny is taking place. Two different CDC whistleblowers have gone public. One of them's now winning in court because they got retaliated against. proving that they knew that the vaccines are causing a tripling of autism in boys. In one study alone, a tripling in blacks, a doubling in Caucasians and others. I mean, that's a big issue. The warehouses of kids that can never talk, never have a girlfriend, and have diapers on when they're 45 years old that mama's having to change when she's 70. Talk about weighing down our economy. Talk about a soft kill operation. I want to see some people angry and upset on the news talking about brain damage in babies. I don't want to hear all day about, yeah, look at this player. He's a monster. He's a terrible person. He's the worst person in the world. Oh my, they're acting like he's worse than Michael Vick. Let me tell you, killing dogs is about 50 times worse than slugging your wife when she jumps on top of you. You know why? Because it's premeditated. Because you get off on the animals killing each other. You get off on killing the animals, electrocuting them. That's what's evil. That's psychopathic. Drunk on an elevator, punching your wife when she attacks you, that's a crime of passion. But you'd think it was the ultimate sin. And you know why? Because it is an attack on men, period. You go to a park and you've got your children there, or you're at a swim meet or anything, and it's not all the moms, but it's a good percentage, will act like just being a man is somehow bad. I told the story of the Labrador I had. He lived to be about 14, but the point is he died a few years ago. Helmet. He jumped out of the fence, jumped over the fence. It's an 8-foot fence, somehow got under it or over it, I don't know. Got hit by a car. I got a call 5 minutes after it happened, ran down, got him. He'd been knocked over on the side of the road. The lady had called. I took him. They wanted to chop his leg off, but I said, no, let's see if it comes back. It came back about 80%, but he had to swing it in front of him. I'd take that dog to the park, and I mean, every time women would come up and say, is something in your paw? Did he do something mean to you? And talking about psychology, I know now why that happened. That was back when I was like 22 years old and I was super good looking. And these women were actually just using it as some come online or something, or some way to like mentally say I was a bad person as a moral justification to look down on me. Don't have those type of problems now that look like Fred Flintstone. But that's kind of what it is. Like, you're a man, you must be an abuser at a park. You're a man, all men, the feminists teach in the colleges that all sex is rape of a woman. So that's all this is. No, it's just like Scarface says towards the end of the movie where he's in the restaurant. He says, is this what life's all about? You got a bag for a belly? You're in this restaurant with all these mummies? And then everybody can point their finger at me, all these bankers that are running scams and all these insiders getting government contracts. They can point their finger at me and say, there's the bad man. Say goodnight to the bad man. Because the last time you're going to see the bad man like this again. So what he's saying is, I'm not coming back to hang around in your fake society anymore. Like when the banker comes and says, you got to pay us even a bigger percentage to keep your laundered money in the bank. And he says, why don't you ever get in trouble? Because you've been running this for hundreds of years. You just used me to bring in the drugs for you. And the banker's like, hey, how's your wife doing? Got a baby yet, Tony? Got to go to the golf course. You see how that works? So they sit there and they point their finger. They point their finger after our government created Al-Qaeda and created ISIS to murder hundreds of thousands of Christians. They can point their finger at Ray Rice, some obviously juiced up guy who couldn't be a top football player if he didn't have instant reflexes and instincts. So when somebody jumps on him, they punch him. And we can all just say, fine. I say execute Ray Rice. Arrest him, charge him with attempted murder, say it was premeditated. Let's publicly hang him and then all say how good we are. Let's burn Ray Rice at the stake. I'm joking before the New York Times says I'm serious. Let's firing squad, lethal injection, drawn and quartered. Time between two horses, rip him in two, and then we can all feel good about ourselves when Ray Rice doesn't get the contract, when Ray Rice gets released by the Ravens. Ray Rice, it's his fault. Everything is his fault. I am absolved. I am a good man. I don't have any problem. None of us have done anything wrong, because we can point our finger at Ray Rice and say, good night to the bad man. Take him away now. But when some woman jumps on a cop and he punches her and knocks her down, is a reflex. Oh, that's okay. That lady jumped on the officer. Why, she's lucky he didn't shoot her. That lady mouthed off to the cops, so they tasered her. Good job, officers. It's a lot more violent to taser somebody than to punch them in the jaw, statistically. It'll kill you a lot of the time or give you permanent heart problems. A lot of people have to get pacemakers after they've been tasered. They get tasered in the chest because it screws up the electrochemical sensors, the electrochemical nerve bundles on the top of your heart. So what's Taser International's answer? Up the power. That'll fix it, killing people. And I'm not even on some crusade against the cops here. I'm just saying, he without sin cast the first stone. Premeditatedly fighting pit bulls and torturing them to death is psychopathic. Being drunk and punching your wife when she jumps on you is stupid, is brutish, is bad, but is not a reason to go to prison like they want him to for the rest of his life. That's all I'm saying. It's reality, folks. H.L. Mencken said, every decent man is ashamed of the government he lives under. Amazing daily graphic of Kurt Nemo. Not just a wonderful, wonderfully informed writer and researcher, but also a great graphics guy, put together a little image of Barack Obama with that H.L. Mencken quote up on Infowars.com. Report, China moves 12,000 troops to Russian border. Obama's ISIS war, profit for military contractors. We know who wins. New police compliance weapon blinds targets. France calls for military re-intervention in Libya after it's now a failed state. So they helped bring al-Qaeda in. France kind of honchoed that with NATO. And now they say they've got to go in and take it over because of al-Qaeda, who they armed. See how this works? BLS, unemployed more likely to go shopping on average day than look for a job. Scottish vote scares London. I'm going to break that down. Scottish independence. Proof that $15 minimum wage hurts those it claimed to help. That's some of the news up on Infowars.com. Coming up, James O'Keefe, investigative journalist, the guy that brought down Akern, joins us. He came across the southern border dressed as Osama bin Laden. We imitated it, dressed as a jihadi ISIS, right by El Paso, and severed a head, just to illustrate how ridiculously open it is, while we get groped at the airport. Well, he's now snuck in a very populated area of the northern border, dressed as a jihadi, with big bags marked Ebola and Ryosin, and then walked up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with it all. Came across on a rubber boat in front of everybody. I mean, how suspicious is that? If I was the Coast Guard or the cops and I saw that, I mean, let me tell you, I'm gonna be zeroing in. The point is, they can't ever completely control and fix the border. So don't claim you got to have random checkpoints and check babies' diapers and stuff. Anybody that claims they're going to take your rights to protect you is full of it. So dressed as an al-Qaeda person, he was then able to take the Ebola and the Ryosin in, the simulant, to attack the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There you go. So he's going to be joining us coming up. Project Veritas. We are InfoWars. And it is vital for you to remember, we reach new people by you telling your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, your email list, your friends and family, by word of mouth, your employees, your boss, people at street corners, people at the grocery store, about Infowars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com, and about the free audio feeds and video feeds at Infowars.com/show. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, less if you sign up for a year. 11 people can use the membership simultaneously. All the archives, the films in HD, the nightly news. And you're funding the very tip of the spear of the info war and the next level of our fight. Want to thank you all that are members. Want to encourage those of you that aren't to become members. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, the best Made in America Patriot Pro gun, Molon Labe, come and take it apparel. The best bronze belt buckles promoting liberty. The best, most powerful documentary films and books, literature, over 1,000 items, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Deal of the day, $7 for Endgame with the expanded extras on DVD, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we now have it massively discounted, Dr. Group's Oxy Powder that I've been taking. That you take a few tablets at night, it goes right through, oxygenates in your intestines, and cleans you out like nothing on earth. It's available, massively discounted, InfoWarsLife.com from Global Healing Center, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And our crew, when you call, can answer all your questions. All right, second hour, James O'Keefe, masses of news, Scottish independence, and more. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
O'Keefe, who snuck into the U.S. with simulated Ebola, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We have a special report being put together by John Bowne on Ebola. But what I'm really concerned about is the headline up on DrudgeReport.com. We have the story up on InfoWars.com as well. Hospital sets patient record as mystery virus spreads. And that's Gannett. Out of Cincinnati, hospital sets patient record as virus spreads. Medical officials admitted a record number of children to a local hospital over the weekend. You know it's from the new year and they're getting their vaccines. It'll always be a mystery illness. Later it'll be confirmed, the vaccines. This happened in California last year, a bunch of other places. To a local hospital over the weekend because of what they believe to be a rare respiratory virus spreading throughout the country. Always happens in August, September, back to school. Although there's been no confirmed cases of the enterovirus at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, officials admitted 550 patients Friday, said Dr. Derek Wheeler, associate chief of staff at the hospital. The previous record was 515. Some reports out of Missouri and Colorado suggest the virus was symptoms similar to the common cold. And it continues, brought sicker patients to hospitals. We're just seeing the increased volumes we haven't seen sicker than usual, he said. Hospitals from other states have placed restrictions on visitations, but Wheeler said there are no plans to do that in Cincinnati. The virus is similar to what doctors treat during cold and flu season. That means nothing really changes if a child comes down with a rare virus, he said. The bottom line is that this virus you wouldn't treat with antibiotics, so other than the high level of interest, there's no reason we would need to know it is this type of virus, he went on. Yeah. The point is there were a lot of deaths throughout the winter from super viruses and bacteria, and they kept very quiet what was going on. And so when you see an article like this, it fits into a cover-up. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but I've seen it before. Here's CNN reporting on the same issue. Virus hitting the U.S. could be tip of iceberg, CDC official says. And remember, all throughout the new year, I talked about the mystery stuff. And I talked to the medical doctors. They're watching my family die. Three of them. Throughout the winter. A respiratory virus is sending hundreds of children to hospitals throughout the Midwest and beyond. Health officials say the unusually high number of hospitalizations reported could be just the tip of an iceberg in terms of cases, said the virologist and the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Division of Viral Diseases. 12 states have contacted the CDC for assistance in investigating clusters of enterovirus. Alabama, Colorado, Michigan, Georgia, Ohio, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Utah. And the issue here is they will cover up and whitewash real stuff. I know multiple parents who had healthy children who would get a virus this year and go to Dell Medical Center and they'd say, your child now has type 1 genetic diabetes. Caused by a virus that attacked their pancreas. how do you get pancreatitis from a virus and then it's genetic? And I talked to medical doctors and they just said, that's what we're told to say. No, there are viruses going in and taking out children's pancreas. And then I talked to medical doctors, a lot of times they restart, but they don't let that happen. They put them on insulin, and so now you're a type 1, whether you were or you won't. This is the kind of stuff they're doing at these hospitals, where it's all computerized and actuaried to maximize the profits. And Dell's Medical Center this year in Austin was just overflowing with kids, 2, 3, 4 years old, being told, you now have type 1 diabetes, it's genetic. But saying, no, it's a virus. So a virus triggers something genetic. Just incredible, folks. There's so much going on.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just joined us in the last hour. I broke down a lot of different issues. I'd like to open the phones up while we're waiting to get James O'Keefe of the Veritas Project, who was able to dress up like ISIS and sneak in to the northern border across Lake Erie with bags marked Ebola and Ryosin, and then to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and simulate an attack on it. Just to illustrate, our borders are wide open. The reason we do this is to show that when we're losing our rights, being surveilled, having checkpoints, living in a police state, the TSA, going into our wives' brassieres or into our underwear, groping us, putting us in naked body scanners, it's all a hoax. Our government gave Stinger missiles and M16s, AP, AFP, now admits it yesterday. We told you first years ago. To ISIS, to Al-Qaeda, they are turning them loose and hoping they attack us, because then the government can grandstand and take our liberties. It's incredible. I want to get your take on that. I want to get your take, and we're going to have a special report on this in the next hour with Buckley Hammond in Chicago. He's going to be with us live, but also we're going to play the report. New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire. Gunshot microphones proven to capture conversations. They're microphones for the NSA under federal grants on record to listen to street conversations and to give voice prints by ID who you are and where you go. And they've been going in nationwide since 1995. They were in Austin, a town of 500,000 people in 1998. Now it's like 2 million. And when I exposed it, the federal grant, it was in the front page of the paper the next week about Austin gets a grant for gunshot detectors. When they get caught, they call them gunshot detectors. Here it is. New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire. Gunshot microphones proven to capture conversations. The New York City's comptroller has approved a contract for rooftop sensor technology for the NYPD to help pinpoint and reduce gunfire. And yes, the program can do that too. Comptroller Scott Stringer approved the contract with ShotSpotter Flex Systems on Monday. The technology will pinpoint the exact location of a gunshot, allowing officers to respond quickly. They're super high-distance shotgun mics, basically, that then triangulate. You could do that with any basic microphone. So there's real software that does that. So that's a real thing it's doing. But it doubles to listen to you, just like all these Homeland Security cell towers they've put up on record to steal your cell phone data and hack into your phone without warrants. They don't even want to pay the telecoms to do this anymore. They're setting up their own system. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Also, in North Carolina, more children homeschool than attend private schools. That's people voting with their feet. Price of milk hits all-time high as the central government's war. You know, you heard them a few years ago say that children can't work on their own farms anymore and can't do chores, or that it's $4,000 fines for dust and hay in barns. Well, all the harassment and the dollar devaluation together has beef, poultry, milk, just everything going to all-time highs. That's in Bloomberg. Sotloff family, he got his head chopped off, says Syria's so-called moderate rebels sold their son out for $25,000. Senate hearing to examine militarization of local police. I love how Homeland Security funded it, did the training, set it all up, and then wants to federalize them to make sure they behave with the tanks. And we're going to get into the UK situation and am I for Scottish independence? Absolutely. But what are the pitfalls of it? I'll break that down. Here's the toll-free number for first-time callers after James O'Keefe leaves us at the bottom of the hour to break down and give us your take on the issues we've thrown out there. Right into the third hour, we're going to have open phones. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Well, the headline yesterday morning when I got up said, James O'Keefe does it again. And he has certainly done it again. Filmmaker shows Ebola-infected ISIS terrorist sneaking across Lake Erie from Canada to Cleveland and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without being challenged once with bags marked Ryosin and Ebola and other little goodies in a rubber terrorist-style boat that you see in every movie, in a black jihadi outfit, drives all the way across Lake Erie from Canada, right up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then walks in with the simulated bioweapon bag. This is true journalism, illustrating how we're wide open. Whether you believe in the terror attacks being manufactured or not, we've lost all our basic liberties. We're being told Homeland Security is to keep us safe, but it's pointed at the Tea Party, gun owners, journalists, like we saw in Ferguson, where the police wouldn't go after looters, they'd go after mainline journalists. This is what they're being trained to do. And so James O'Keefe, who's been arrested himself by the feds for exposing Acorn, you name it, and Battleground Texas, the Democrats saying they'll engage in crime to open the borders up to get our guns. I mean, this guy is just like Dinesh D'Souza under massive attack. So James O'Keefe joining us, ProjectVeritas.com. Wow, you've done it again. Another example of illustrating just how absurd supposed our border security being.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And I saw your report back on, was it Friday or Saturday, where you crossed the Mexican border posing as an ISIS terrorist. So we actually followed up on our report on the border and did one crossing Lake Erie, also dressed up like an ISIS terrorist and crossed Lake Erie into the United States while wearing that black trademark terrorist mask, and nobody detected us, and we had bags of fake ricin and bags of fake Ebola, and we walked right into the United States, right into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, thus showing our leaders have lied to us about the fact that our borders are secure.
Incredible. We're showing video of it right now. Describe it blow by blow, and then what the response has now been.
Well, it was pretty simple. We chartered a boat, went out into Lake Erie towards Canada. We had a little skiff, like a little Zodiac a boat that we had our terrorist get on. And this was about 20 miles off the coast of the United States. And we had the skiff approach the boat with the bags of ricin, board our charter boat, and then take it all the way to the United States. And there's a dock right next to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that we got on to shore and walked. And remarkable, no one noticed it. We actually interviewed the fishing boat captain. He says he never even sees Border Patrol on the Canadian border. He's been doing that for 20 years. And you're supposed to self-report. So if you're a terrorist, the captain told us you're just supposed to self-report the fact that you're about to conduct terrorist activities. It's pretty outrageous stuff. And like I said, I mean, our leaders need to be truthful about the status of our borders. They are not being truthful. So my hope is that these videos outrage people and force people to do something about it.
We've got top Spanish TV hosts swimming across the Rio Grande to show how easy it is and to invite a further invasion. Doesn't this prove the whole war on terror domestically really is a hoax?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question. It's certainly we just had Senator Reid say our borders are secure. We had Janet Napolitano say our borders are secure. So they are not being honest with the American people about what is going on. And we're just trying to show people the truth. I mean, I don't think people even know that this is happening. I didn't even know what it was like on Lake Erie. I didn't know that if you had a boat filled with weapons and drugs, you can get into the United States. And the guy that beheaded the journalist, James Foley, he had a British passport. You don't need a visa to get into Canada if you're from Great Britain. So this is actually plausible. This is something that could happen. We're now, you know, 2 days before this 9/11 anniversary. So I think people need to know the truth about their borders. They need to know what's going on in their country because our elected officials are lying to them.
Well, God forbid any of these real ISIS terrorists, these nutballs, get in and kill a few hundred, a few thousand people. That'd be horrible. But the even bigger threat is how we're losing our freedom because of this ongoing supposed threat, but our borders wide open. But the TSA naked body scans us and, you know, inspects every baby diaper. I mean, this really is just about training us to be slaves.
I mean, the TSA, it's sort of like reminded me, it was reminiscent of the guy in the Lake Erie saying, you know, you have to self-report yourself to the officials in the United States. It's sort of like when TSA, a terrorist, would not voluntarily submit himself to a TSA agent before he boarded an airplane. They are similar levels of absurdity here. And it's just the question is, do you feel safe? Do you accept this in your country? Do you accept the status quo that you can voluntarily, a terrorist or a violent criminal, voluntarily submit himself to an authorized representative of our government before committing an act of terror? It is a ridiculous thing. And that's what we're trying to show with our video. And it's getting a lot of attention. It was on the top of Drudge. It was broadcasted everywhere. And I think we're really hitting a chord with this whole border security issue.
That's right. You know what you're doing because the mainstream media will not go report the reality. Just like when Drudge and the New York Times and all the rest of them picked up our report, where our reporters got a tip in McAllen by the Border Patrol to go to the bus stop at dusk on the border, and literally dozens of Greyhound buses were loaded with illegals. Their IDs weren't checked, anything. They were given government vouchers to be bused wherever they wanted, and that forced mainstream media to finally cover it. It took about 2 weeks. But that shows how scary and controlled state-run media is, that we have to embarrass them into reporting the fact that Obama has already opened the borders up.
We, you know, confidentially, we actually had producers for some of the network network TV actually email us and say, we actually loved your report. These are people who are on the left. Some of them were in the center, but they actually loved the visual representation of it. Actually, someone going out, we actually go there. That's what Project Veritas does. We go there to get the story. And, you know, whatever you think about the state of our media, certainly you can acknowledge it's more interesting to go out into the field and collect video of what's happening on our Canadian border, on our Mexican border, than it is to sit into a cubicle and aggregate tweets all day. I mean, this is an important direction. I think, you know, I've been on your show. I've said many times that citizens have to be willing to risk their reputations for their country. They have to be willing to put themselves on the line. They have to be willing to go out there and do the job they're not doing. But now that I have TV producers at the major networks emailing me confidentially saying, James, I actually really liked your video. Well done. I feel like they wish they could go out and do these types of reports. But someone's got to do it, and nobody is being honest about what's happening on the border. They say the fence goes for 2 miles, it stops for 2 miles, it starts for 2 miles. And in Lake Erie, I've got a fishing boat captain telling me, this is unbelievable, that for the last 20 years, he's nary seen a Border Patrol agent. It really is. It shocks the conscience, and I think, like just like the Ray Rice video came out yesterday in the elevator, it showed people, they already knew that the guy had punched, you know, his fiance. When you see video of our borders, when you see these types of videos, it really illustrates it in a way that no policy research paper ever could. My hope is that this series of investigations that we're doing, and even the one you did, they outrage people to force their representatives to do something about the problem.
Well, I want my Bill of Rights and Constitution back, and I don't want the system to allow more attacks to take place because they get to take more of our liberties. We basically imitated your report and expanded on it because we thought it was a good idea and genius to do that, so that if there is a big terror attack this September 11th, as Homeland Security says they think there may be, that the government gets some of the blame here instead of just getting to get expanded budgets. We're here pointing out that why is the Border Patrol giving people tickets for drinking beer 20 miles from the border at a public or state park. Why is the different federal agencies in the Coast Guard pulling over our fishing boat in Port Aransas with a half dozen redfish in the hold and a few trout, wanting to inspect that we haven't overfished with my young children while ISIS terrorists could just drive right in and blow stuff up? It just shows this whole apparatus is being used for revenue generation that fisherman has never seen Border Patrol or Homeland Security. But I bet you $1 million he gets pulled over every week to get inspected to see how many fish he's caught with the tourist he brings out to catch a few fish.
We also got an email from someone in Canada who emailed us and said that they were crossing the border into the United States from Canada. And he said it was a ridiculous experience. His 10-year-old and 8-year-old got grilled of being suspicious terrorists for over an hour. And he was, we've gotten all types of emails from Canadians. I myself have crossed into Canada from Michigan into Ontario. And I had to sit around for 2 hours as they looked at my criminal background, looked at my background as a journalist.
Oh, I was 14 hours and screamed at. It became national news because I was trying to cover Bilderberg up there in 2006. So it's a total joke. Why do you think they love to attack a dad with his 10-year-old or a family or someone they know has no criminal record, but then they will just let unlimited jihadis in to Canada? That's come out in the news.
That's a good question. I mean, the fact is, there's certainly they're not being honest with people about the extent of the problem. I mean, I've never even seen a report. Maybe there has been one about the Great Lakes. I didn't even know if there was Border Patrol in the Great Lakes. I didn't. When we went down to the border in Mexico and we showed that fence, we actually got CNN to show images of that fence. CNN had never even shown that part of Hudspeth County, Texas, before West Texas. So people need to be educated about this. I don't know if it's malicious. I don't know if it's intentional. We did get a response, like I said, from the Federal Border Patrol. They said they can't be everywhere at once. We have yet to get a response from the Canadian or the Canadian-American border officials. But it's interesting to know if their intention. I mean, I know you have. I have been too. I've been harassed by federal agents on the border before. I had sat in a waiting room for an hour or two as they went through my history. So it is deeply ironic that now I'm getting notes from people saying, oh, I can't even get into the United States. They're harassing my child. They're looking at how many fish we've caught. But you can dress up like an ISIS guy, have big bags of you know, labeled Ebola, and you can actually cross into America and not even have anyone say a word to you. It is a remarkable juxtaposition, and that's the important thing. That's why Project Veritas, that's why I believe in these visuals, juxtapositioning them together and showing people the truth. It's a very effective tool, and I hope we do get a response from the White House on this. And if we don't, maybe we do a part three because there's such intense interest about our borders.
You could do a flotilla with like 10 boats and call it an ISIS invasion and have them playing Wagner or something like Apocalypse Now, and maybe then when nothing's done, that would actually get some attention drawn to this. How do you respond? Because when we basically redid what you did, but with a beheading and the guy with an ISIS flag, we saw a minority of people say, how dare you show the terrorist where to get into the country? My response is, any real terrorist, the coyotes, the whole world knows, and I did know that the Great Lakes are wide open and the Canadian border is wide open and most of the Texas border is wide open. This is well known to everyone, but I think the average American, because our media keeps them in the dark. But I mean, how do you respond to that? Hey, why are you showing the terrorists how to attack us?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty ridiculous criticism. I mean, the politicians, the only people that are shocked by this are the actual the fake shock are the politicians who have said the direct opposite of what we are proving to be true. The idea that they don't know how to cross the United States, we showed a walking bridge, a cast iron footbridge. You can actually walk into the United States. The notion that we're showing people how to cross from Canada into U.S., I mean, there's a big lake, and the captain, fisherman captain, said you can actually, it takes an hour to get a speedboat from Canada to the United States. This is common sense here.
They famously ran all the whiskey during Prohibition across it.
It's common sense. You know, anybody knows that you can get from one side of the lake to the other side. We just wanted to show people that because we believe our mission is showing people is more powerful than talking about it, than writing a policy paper about it. And I don't even know why. No people in the network news have gone there and done it before, but I don't care. We need to do it.
Well, I know why, and I know you deep down probably know why. You got three or four companies that own all the old dinosaur media now. The executives up top, not just about price cutting, because they know it generates ratings to be in the field. They want to end journalism as it's known. The major global corporations that are anti-free market, that are preying on the rest of the free market corporations, the middle class and others, they don't want real journalism anymore. Just like Congress keeps cutting federal investigators from white-collar crime. White-collar criminals basically run the system now worldwide. They don't want media out there. They don't want a James O'Keefe. They don't want a Greg Palast. They don't want a Matt Drudge and Alex Jones, left, right, center, libertarian. It doesn't matter. They don't sleep at night because of that. They want it shut down. But because of that, they've created a vacuum. So the new golden age of media is returning. We're just the return of muckraking, the return of news being exciting because it's real. I mean, they've made news boring on purpose to kill it, to replace it with cooking shows. They put me on CNN. I've been on CNN like six or seven times. Every time it's on the news that ratings double or triple. I mean, look, they could put me on the news, on national TV right now. I could save CNN in 1 week. Guaranteed. They could put you on CNN and you could program it. It would turn around. They know that. They want to kill it, James.
I think it's a combination of three factors. I think it is a little political, shared politics to an extent. A lot of these media officials just don't want to expose the issue of, say, border insecurity because that runs against their political ideology. I think it's also ambition. I think a lot of these journalists want to be somebody and they want to use their sources. But I also think there's a little bit of fear here. They are afraid. People are genuinely afraid of their government, of their IRS. Of the retribution they might face if they go out on the limb and say something they shouldn't say.
It's the chilling effect.
There is a chilling effect. So, you know, if nothing more, hopefully our efforts, the efforts of Project Veritas, inspire some people that, you know, we've already seen there's a Daily Caller article today came out.
And James, I know you got to go, but we got you on a little bit late. Do five more minutes to talk about the Daily Caller article, to talk about Breakthrough, your book that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and to give us a hint of what's coming next. You'll be out of here in 5 minutes after the break, but I'm going right to your phone calls. Stay with us.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up next hour, microphones have been hidden all over the country for more than a decade. They're now going public with them. In some reports, CBS News, they admit they're listening to you. Others, they call them gunshot detectors. The games they play. Your phone calls are coming up here in about 5 minutes. We have a special report just got filed by John Bowne for the radio/TV that we're simulcasting dealing with Ebola. But finishing up with James O'Keefe of the Project Veritas.com, author of Breakthrough. We've actually sold out of it right now. We got 10 copies left, but it's not on InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it everywhere else or on the Veritas Project. This is a Bible of how to, you know, become the real media yourself. The answer here is, I mean, I love seeing more people successful, more people having big breakthroughs, because we're all in this together. It's going to be the truth that saves us, that sets us free, as Christ said. But James, in closing, you were getting into a story on Daily Caller today, and then I wanted to ask you, without giving away too much, what's coming next?
Well, just as to add to your point about inspiring others, you know, a lot of people have been trying to do what Project Veritas does. There's a story today on Daily Caller about a guy who went to Culver County, Maryland, and actually showed that the security power plant, the nuclear power plant, the security was so lax that people could walk right into it. So the point is that we're inspiring people to follow in our footsteps. We're allowing people an opportunity to make their voice heard, either being directly inspired or sending us tips. And we do have a tip line. It's info@projectveritas.com. We're a nonprofit, and we use tax-deductible donations to fund our work. And if you want to send us an idea, we read all of our tips. It's info@projectveritas.com. I encourage people to reach out to us and definitely buy Breakthrough. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's now in paperback. Alex, I'm to talk to your producer. I'll send you some more books if you need more of them. But it's a manifesto. It's a handbook for people who want to do this and don't want to learn the lessons the hard way, because I have learned all the lessons the hard way in becoming a citizen journalist.
I've read it, and I've been doing this 20 years, and I learned a lot. And you're an inspiration for us. That's how it works. We're all in this together, promoting liberty, exposing the fact that the dinosaur media does not have our best interest at heart. And now its ratings have basically disappeared. It was a shadow of itself just a few years ago. Now it's a shadow of a shadow. Where do you see Obama and the whole collectivist legacy going? We're about to see a big Republican landslide. The problem is a lot of those guys are neocons. They're rhinos who helped write Obamacare, who helped write the amnesty. Where do you see all that going?
I mean, if we can increase this journalistic revolution we have, if we can create more viral moments, if we can capture more candid conversations, conversations of self-dealing, dishonesty, abuse, hypocrisy, corruption, if we can have an information revolution and show people what these campaign people are saying when no one's looking, if we can reveal what political officials are saying, maybe to their own private campaign people, but not to the public, if we can do that, then I think that that'll be the start of something great. And that's what, you know, to answer your question about what's coming next, that's sort of what we have planned. We are looking not only in areas that you've seen us look at, but in some new areas, you know, in some congressional areas, and we're looking at these areas to try to find where our politicians are lying and how they're lying, and we can drive the debate. You know, we can look at Drudge. I mean, Drudge carried our piece yesterday. Was the top, you know, he's the assignment editor for the press. He's driving the debate. And I think they're going to get caught in the shadows. A lot of these, if the news media is not willing to take their cameras where people want to see in the shadows, then we'll take our cameras and everyone will look at us. Everyone will tune into projectveritas.com for the next video, because that's what everyone's doing. And that's what we need to do. We just need to scale this. We need to do more of it. And I think everything will change as long as we get these things on video and disseminate them widely.
Absolutely. I mean, I look at what we're doing, what you're doing, what even Vice is doing. They do it in a little bit more worldly way. That's the blueprint of covering the issues. People want to know about what's going on in North Korea. People want to know about vaccine cover-ups. People want to know, like when you go in to Akron and just say, hey, I want to run child sex slaves. And they go, absolutely, it's wonderful. It really shows people that these are gangsters. And Republicans are corrupt and have their own problems. But the more I investigate the Democrats, man, you go into any Democratic office or just get around these people, they really are like villains. And if other people would just infiltrate them and record them, we will have their whole battle plan. And it'll be clear that this is a criminal takeover. James O'Keefe, great job yet again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, folks. There goes James O'Keefe. Very exciting what he's doing. And I've got my reporters looking at what he's doing. I mean, going and putting signs up or going to Holder's house and saying, we want you to put a gun-free zone sign in your yard, or we want you to not have bodyguards because you want everybody else to not have guns, or showing how Piers Morgan has a armed response sign in his yard with armed bodyguards at his house saying, there are armed bodyguards here. You have any idea how much that costs? Hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Piers Morgan lives in a gated community with armed guards. I know the community. I've been in it, incidentally, before, somebody's house. There's armed guards up here, and then at his house, there's armed guards in a van that drive around, and he's got armed response. Michael Moore's got six armed bodyguards. I've run into them. I've had them come over and physically run into me on video in my martial law film in New York. I just wanted to ask him a question as he came out of a restaurant. And they started bumping into me. And they were packing, folks. He's had his bodyguard arrested at the airport packing illegally before. This guy has bodyguards, but gets on MSNBC and says white people that own guns are racist, trying to connect that to it when he knows full well the history of the NRA. No more lies, you disgusting demon. No more fraud. We're going to expose it. And that's what I'm looking for, is for all of you to just go out there and to start exposing. Start your own access show. Start your own YouTube channel. Immediately, the COINTELPRO feds, the cognitive infiltrators that Cass Sunstein at the White House writes about, are going to come hit you with bots and call you a murderer or call you a drug dealer to make you schizophrenically start fighting with them. The minute you ignore them, and the minute you move on and do original reporting, you will then start having a big effect. But most people get attacked day one by the trolls, and then they just, that ends up being their whole world, and it screws them up. So the number one lesson is, be bold, be fearless, ignore the detractors. And they will have no effect. Because they attack your character saying you're racist or you're a drug dealer or you're whatever you are, because that's all they've got. And they want to divert you off of your mission, which is expose the globalist. They're the ones devaluing the dollar. They're the ones opening the border. They're the ones pushing GMO. They're the ones putting fluoride in the water. They're the ones giving heat-seeking missiles, MPAD, service-to-air missiles to Al-Qaeda. They're the ones. They're the ones. They're the main drivers of global instability and problems. Don't get diverted off into you could have done better camera work or, you know, you're probably CIA or blah, blah, blah. No. Go do your reports. Keep your nose to the grindstone. You cannot be stopped except by God. It basically comes down to that. There is so much you can do, ladies and gentlemen. There is so much. You go into the, if you've got corrupt politicians that are doing bad things, you start going to city council. You start following them around. You become a news source in your area. People will start giving you the intel you need. They were giving a veteran $2,000 a day fines in 1996, Roland Ellingson. $2,000 a day fines in this gentrified West 37th area. He had two houses over there that they'd built in the 50s. His wife had died, family gone. He'd had colon cancer surgery. He had 3-inch grass in his yard. The yuppies all wanted it. They came and tried to buy the houses out from him. The realtors wouldn't. So they had cops that started coming in and harassing him with code enforcers. They arrested him supposedly for waving his arms at him one day. He had more than $50,000 they claimed that he owed. I went and showed it. Good police were ashamed of it, called me and said, here's the city councilwoman's house in a nearby neighborhood with holes in the roof. She owns two houses there as well. And like 3-foot grass and ivy. I went and shot video of it. They had reversed the $50,000 in fines. They had apologized to him. And Jackie Goodman, who wasn't even a bad person overall, had come out and apologized. In 1 week, ladies and gentlemen, because the cops said, hey, go to this city council person's house. They got like literally 5-foot tall grass. And that's all because some yuppie with pull with the city wanted his houses. He's dead now. Lived a long time, though. Classic Alex Jones, City Health Department hypocrisy and Roland Ellingson. So that's the type of stuff that we need to be doing more of. But we need the tips, show tips at Infowars.com. And we need to be able to have the reporters and the team, and that comes down to money. That's why I believe in win-win-win. We sell the most revolutionary, high-quality products at the very lowest prices we can, whether it's Made in America pro-gun shirts to meet like-minded people and spread the word, or whether it's high-quality X2, nascent iodine, or super male vitality, or super female vitality, or the oxy powder that totally flushes your guts out, whether it's the fluoride shield, the OccuPower, the silver bullet. That's how we fund the operation. I want to hire another group of reporters on top of what we got. Then we'll really be ready to go. More video editors, more investigative journalists, more writers. But we need the capital to get that job done. Infowarsstore.com. So get high-quality water filtration systems at the best prices out there. Clearly filtered Pro 1, G2, all of it. See all the little documentary reports we have about the products. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And even if you don't agree with all of my libertarian, constitutional, pro-human politics, what about all the other guests we have on, all the other people? This is a platform to magnify others. And hopefully they'll then magnify us in synergy. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to call in on. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call. And you get great products at great prices to support the broadcast and keep spreading the word. All right, I want to go to Denny. And then I want to go to John, Steve, Roland, and others that are patiently holding. Denny in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to point out in that video of Ray Rice, he actually spits on her face as she walks by, and that's why she pushes him. And to me, this is typical victim mentality. And I'm sick of seeing victim mentality.
No, I hear you. Listen, I've never hit a woman. So, I mean, look, my whole thing is they're making him, though, like he's the worst guy in the world. What about our government arming ISIS? That's all I'm saying. Why is this the top story in the United States instead of all these other serious issues?
Yep, I totally agree. And again, I think that it really boils down to the victim mentality. And, you know, ask anybody, they're a victim of this or that, and it's all bullcrap. We need to start getting our, as you would say, and get going and start getting...
Well, I agree with you. It's also sickening, you know, to hear his wife saying, we're victims now. Obviously, it's all about the money and everything. And they're just, I mean, look, I don't lose any sleep and cry about entitled professional football players, you know, not having extra $10 million to go gamble it away at the local casino. I'm just talking about the syndrome of the corrupt media that helps cover up for our government funding ISIS and our borders wide open and all the mass graves of little kids dead on the border, killed by the cartels. None of that's ever on the news. It's all just about how the media's good because Ray Rice is the bad guy. That's all I'm saying.
Yep, and you rock.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm just trying to do a good job here. But God bless you, and thanks for putting up with me. Let's talk to, is it Ronald or Roland? Yeah, it's Ronald. I tell you, my eyes aren't as good as they used to be. I need to move and get a bigger screen or something. These phone calls are a little bit bored over there. Ronald in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, two things. One is dealing with the concept that they say, well, we've got to fight terrorism. You can't ever win a war against terrorism because terrorism is a military concept. It's known as guerrilla warfare. We lost Vietnam because we were fighting conventional warfare against an unconventional troop. And by saying, well, we're going to win this war, we will win it. Well, it's funny because we've been there in the Middle East since 1990s, and it's been longer than all the other major wars combined.
And now there's the biggest terrorist army in history, officially ISIS, with billions of dollars armed by our government who doesn't want it to end. Absolutely.
And if you really wanted it to end, either you act like a terrorist or B, do like the Operation Fast and Furious, but this time, put tracers in the weapons you give them so we find them and drop a smart bomb on them. Very simple.
Well, there's another way. There's another way. You tell Saudi Arabia and Qatar, don't do this anymore. We're going to put an oil embargo on you. And so what? You know, just we'll start using our own oil. The problem is our government's in bed with Saudi Arabia and is actually giving them their own Islamic State to launch attacks so Saudi Arabia can have plausible deniability and won't get the blame anymore. This is a holy land for Saudi Arabia to send its worst and to get rid of their problem as well and then let them attack everybody. That's what's going on here. Our government wound up and armed these jihadis. The British government lets ISIS go back and forth between the countries. That's in the news. Why, the head of MI6 says we've got to be nice to ISIS and let these boys, he called them, back in. Because they work for British intelligence. They work for Israel. And I don't mean the entire Israel or the entire Britain. I'm saying ISIS is working for NATO. ISIS is being aided by the entire constellation of NATO. Turkey, you name it. What do you think the end game is, Ronald?
Honestly, they're hoping for World War III simply to, you know, because they figure, well, even if we lose, we win. When I was in the Special Forces and I was fighting you in hand-to-hand combat, even though you kill me, I still gave the death blow to you, I still won. And that's their mentality. Even if we lose, we still got the elite underground and protected.
Explain that to me when we come back. I'm going to come back to you, Ronald. Then we'll go to John and others. Stay with us. He's going the distance. Coming up, we're going to have a jam-packed third hour. A report on hidden microphones nationwide. Chicagoans respond to discovering the secret microphones. Our reporter, Buckley Hammond, is filing a report, but he'll also report from the remote location. Then we've also got a report by John Bowne on Ebola we're going to premiere here. The new iWatch and the new iPhone 6 are the cashless society, the thumbprint to buy and sell, partnering with the big six banks. And once they get rid of cash and even rid of credit cards, they're going to be able to charge you any fine or fee they want once you're totally digital. It's not that I'm against total digital money. It's that in the hands of the globalists, we know what they've already done when they have control. And we're watching their live stream right now. We're going to give you a report on that before this next hour ends. Finishing up, Ronald, talking about the globalist view that they don't care if they destroy everything as long as they destroy it. And I've read globalist statements about that, that it's actually in my film Endgame, where they go, even if we destroy the Earth or solar system, as long as we do it, it's good, that we go on willing, we will be in control. Is that what you're saying?
Yes and no. They expect to win, regardless. There is no, for them, they don't have a concept of mutually assured destruction or the mindset of a no-win situation. They figure they'll win regardless. They figure their bunkers are deep enough, they have enough ability to survive. And just like the Georgia Guidestone philosophy that they use, let's wipe out the population, make it manageable, we're the elite, and then any of the few survivors, we can just mop up. It's that simple.
Basically, we're in the hands of absolute madmen.
Yes, but I would use a different terminology. But since this is a rated PG show, I'll keep that to myself. How's that?
I hear you. It makes me so angry. Crazy people that do bad things to children. Crazy people that just like to do bad things. I'm so sick of them. God bless you. Good to hear from you. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You know, we keep chasing our tails trying to fix government. The solution is not going to be found in fixing government. History shows us that free markets build civilization and governments destroy it.
That's right.
The only don't you agree? I think you agree.
Of course.
The only way to win the battle is through economic education. That's one of Ron Paul's messages, you know, Lou Rockwell, people like that. I think we need to evolve to the realization that we don't need rulers any longer. Free markets can do everything that civilization needs. And I think that's one of the primary, I think that you, with your audience, should, a suggestion to you, maybe spend 5 minutes every day at the top of the hour giving some economic education to people. Fundamentals of economics.
Well, here's a fundamental. In North Carolina, more children homeschool than attend private schools. Daily Signal reports that statistic may seem shocking if you've been a stranger to the growth of the homeschooling movement. And homeschooling is obviously not for everybody, but the fact that it's happening shows that people are walking with their feet, coming out of the federal globalist UN run, that's what they are, UNESCO-controlled public schools, and it's going to force reform. Bill and Melinda Gates are coming out with a fake reform to corporatize and foundationize and federalize the private schools under standardization. So we've got to all realize there's no reason to have your kids go to school under the current paradigm to try to get a job. you know, by hoping that they get a scholarship at these universities, for 90%+ of people, it's going to be worthless or a detriment. The whole paradigm's coming down. You need to be educating your children how to be polite, how to be nice, how to be honorable, how to have basic skills, and how to do basic business, and how to understand trends. That's how they'll be successful. The whole existing order is being destroyed and purposefully taken out, and everyone's being set up to be helpless under it. So there's your economic data. And I've been telling people that for 20 years since I've been on air. That's one good thing Rush Limbaugh's done, was explain to people that college for most is totally worthless unless you want a job in the government. And all that's going to come down as well. Third hour, straight ahead, tell friends and family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jam-packed third hour. Buckley Hammond joins us to break down from Chicago what's happening with the hidden microphones to get the public's response. Ebola news coming up in the next segment. Your phone calls. I haven't gotten into UK's Prince William and Kate thrilled at second baby news and how that ties into the situation with the independence vote coming up in Scotland. We'll cover that as well. Right now, let's go right back to the calls. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing? I got right in front of me, Alex, a 1987 copy. Well, it was a dubbed copy, the 1987 miniseries America about the Soviet communist takeover of America. And everything in this is straight up Barack Obama. There's a reason this has never been. It was a bootleg copy. There's a reason this has never been.
No, you're right. Chris Christopherson stars in it, and it's very hard to find. We ought to get a copy of that from listeners and do a review of it. You're right. If I remember that film, it's basically everything they did.
Yeah, and I'm in Ohio. Now, when I was in Texas, I got stopped by the Border Patrol for 30 minutes outside of El Paso, got put in a cage with my cards, got Ohio plates on it, and they're trying to ascertain my citizenship. It took a half hour at about 11 o'clock at night for them to
ascertain. Yeah, no, they wanted to know if you were bringing drugs across that the government didn't get a cut of. That's why they put you in a cage, brother. They were scanning your car.
But it's weird. That was in 1997. Now, in Ohio, where I'm at, people in Ohio go to Canada all the time. I never have. My father went to Canada with his semi-truck. Back then, you could just drive across the bridge and go in. And it's very weird. The town that's directly across from Cleveland's Port Stanley, Ontario, we're talking 2,000 people, Mayberry RFD. It would be so pathetically easy to get terrorists in there. The only thing they might not notice, is a lot of the terrorists tend to be of Middle Eastern or Pakistani origin. They would stick out maybe ethnically, but it would be very easy for the terrorists to sneak in there at night and load a boat. Everybody knows Lake Erie's wide open, especially over Sandusky, Ohio. I know you've probably heard of Cedar Point Amusement Park.
Yes.
Cedar Point Amusement Park, there's a bunch of islands up from that, and it hops up to Pele Island, which is on the Canada side. You could literally island hop from Canada right into the United States with bombs. Nobody'd ever catch you.
And the reason I illustrate this, and the reason we harp on it, is don't have a random checkpoint saying we're looking for terrorists or TSA garbage or spy on my phone to see if I'm a terrorist. All you're doing is training me to be a slave and dominating me and breaking my will while the government is openly funding ISIS and hoping they attack us. And that's why I've said there could be a real attack, because ISIS is over 100,000, probably 200,000. They've got all these weapons. They've got billions of dollars. The British news is letting them fly back and forth because they're working for the globalist, just like pre-9/11. I just hope nothing happens the next few days. And if it does, we're going to be here pointing out we were wide open.
It's so ridiculous. Hello?
It is ridiculous. No, I agree with you. And it makes me very angry that look at how they used 9/11 to transform our world. And now, did it get rid of Al-Qaeda? No, it's bigger than it's ever been.
Don't understand it, because it angers me, because this lake's sitting right up there and everybody knows it, and everybody knows that Canada's immigration laws are basically zero. And even in this country, from 1787 until 1924, our borders were pretty much wide open. We've always known there was a problem, but the Democrats have, since Thomas Jefferson, had this idea that the whole world could come to America. And even though we had an Immigration Act of 1790, we never enforced it. And so even today, we've been drunk on this idea that America is the homeland, the land of opportunity.
Well, listen, if you don't give people welfare, you're only going to get people coming here that want to work generally. You have free goodies, though. That, since the 30s, is what has screwed up immigration. Because if you tell people, come here and you don't have to work, pretty soon you bring enough people in that are clients of the government that you got two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, Apple, headed up with Al Gore, has rolled out its iPhone 6 and its new iWatch. The iWatch surveils what exercises you're doing, what your heart rate is, reports it all back with GPS location. But it's so trendy and fun. And quite frankly, we could use these to shoot live video inside places that we're basically investigating. It's got a lot of good applications, but it was built at slave factories in China. Apple gives all this money to try to take my rights away, to undermine the Second Amendment. But if I go over and use Microsoft products, they're just as bad. So the new iWatch is out. The new iPhone 6 is out. And, oh, new iPhone 6, you purchase things with a thumbprint. And all these hundreds of big companies are online to do it. What happens when they start doing banker bail-ins and fines and fees on your digital currency? Because once everything's digital and they can force you through their systems, they can then track, surveil, and tax everything you do. And the power to tax is the power to destroy. Now remember, the technology is really 30 years advanced of what we're being given. So this has all been socially engineered, and Apple is the very cutting edge of beta testing, rolling this out to change our world. Has a lot of interesting applications. Can have a lot of fun with it. Just like buying a new Chevrolet Camaro's fun, but it's got satellite tracker box in it, getting ready to tax you by the mile, and they made the announcement 2 weeks ago. All the cars have it. Your cell phone tracks you in real time illegally. All the new appliances track you in real time illegally. The smart meter outside your house that you paid for tracks you, controls your temperature. They're literally putting robots in a Skynet and making them ubiquitous in our world to control and track everything we do. And so we're here reviewing this new system. Talk about science fiction. This is it. And it just gets more and more amazing. People standing in line for 2 weeks to get their iPhone 6. People standing in line for 2 weeks to get the iWatch. And, of course, they come out with a limited amount to create that Christmas toy effect, where the toy that sells out, everybody's got to have. And, of course, it'll be laden with bugs. And, of course, I want one. See, that's what's so evil about it, is that it's so hard to not get sucked in by it. Because I can shoot live videos. I can take amazing photos. It makes it so much easier than having a phone in my pocket. On and on and on. But it's an evil social engineering company whose symbol is the apple being bitten. Who gave Eve the apple? El Diablo. Pretty amazing. And they're coming out with a smaller iPhone, a little mini iPhone, I guess, a middle-sized one, and then bigger ones. And then they've got, I guess the iPhone 6 is getting bigger now, I guess, to try to challenge the droids and the rest of it. I don't know. It's just all out of control. Speaking of out of control, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to this special report filed by John Bound today on the latest with the Ebola situation. Here is that report.
The World Health Organization, the very same organization that wants to impose a global consumer tax on everything from internet use to your bank account to raise money for its drug research in the developing world, is reporting total Ebola-fueled chaos in West Africa. Scientists have discovered that this new unique strain of Ebola may have originated during a funeral for a traditional healer in Sierra Leone, where two strains of Ebola may have coincided. Further research has traced the disease down to a two-year-old boy that contracted the virus from a wild animal. The pandemic is ravaging Liberia the hardest, where entire families are packing themselves into taxis in a futile attempt to find Ebola care. The Ebola-laden taxis will only add fuel to the fire as they are not disinfected, and beds are in short supply to treat this contagion. Nearly 40% of new cases have occurred in the past 3 weeks. According to the World Health Organization, 3,600 have been infected with Ebola, 2,000 have died, and upwards of 20,000 will become victims of the outbreak before it's all over. But those numbers have been disputed by locals in West Africa for months. Last month, Dr. Gottlieb, former Director of Medical Policy Development for the Food and Drug Administration, asserted that Ebola is likely to arrive in the U.S., and that if it does, the CDC will invoke powers to hold a healthy person against their will. Dr. Gottlieb also points at an executive order passed by Obama on July 31st, which allows for the detention of Americans who merely display signs of any respiratory illness. We are already seeing a widespread respiratory mystery illness among children in the United States. It's only a matter of time. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
That's right, and they say it's going to arrive here. They've flown four people into Atlanta, and they don't even have them in a proper bioweapons laboratory system. They have them in a university medical system. And now AP reports Ebola is surging in places it had been beaten back. Here's another headline, NBC News. Fourth Ebola patient lands in Atlanta. Ebola virus spread by taxi passengers, says World Health Organization. Area of animal-to-human Ebola risk bigger than thought, AFP. U.S. Britain to send troops to help fight Ebola in West Africa. Here's the deal. It takes weeks now to show up, not days. So it has a lot longer to gestate, to get in your body, and then you're a vector for weeks while you go around spreading it. They're estimating at the UN 100,000 people will have it by December. And a lot of evidence shows it's worse than we're being told. And we know Ebola, you can pull up the news articles, we've done reports on it, has been messed with in labs. They think it's been souped up in Western labs. I don't know. Our government's been caught doing thousands of secret medical studies on people, and their favorite group is black people to target. Don't worry, they target everybody, but they really seem to get away with it with blacks the most that we know about. And it's not just Tuskegee and syphilis. It's feeding black kids pesticide, chaining them down till they die. The jail guards get sad and blow the whistle, and they get in trouble. That's in New York State. Oh, but Cuomo wants your guns, so it must be all right because he's a liberal. I don't know. It's just really scary. I know that my great uncle, and he was older, and so when he died of a respiratory deal, we're like, oh, okay, well. And then across the street, my cousin dies of a respiratory illness just at home, wakes up one morning, he's dead. And then my uncle takes care of him, and well, he's sick for a few days and finds him dead in the morning, and then he fights it for a month and dies, totally great shape. Dead. And the doctors are like, it's some kind of mystery illness, viral or bacterial. It's a mix. It's killing people. We're turning people back. It's incredible, but it's not on the news. And then now they're saying mystery illness, you know, thousands of kids per hospital, hundreds at this one, 500 at that one. We don't know. It's all the antibiotics, it's all the GMO, it's all the secret testing, it's just who knows what's going on. When you've got it in the U.S. Code in Title 50, Chapter 32, U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, subsection 1528, paragraph B, that chemical, biological, radiological testing is illegal unless it's for law enforcement or research purposes. And then even lethal testing is A-OK. That's the kind of stuff they've had on the books for a long time. The average person reads it and isn't a lawyer, and they go, no, that bans it. until it says to go to this subsection, unless it's for research purposes or law enforcement purposes. Really, they let our troops use DU. They wouldn't let the troops use that until 1990. They had it in the 50s. Because they knew it was a death penalty to whoever used it. It would destroy their kidneys and destroy their lungs. But they let them use it. They knew. They knew the whole time. Why doesn't the elite care that reactors are leaking all over? Why don't they care that GMO and all the big studies sterilizes the guinea pigs within three generations? I mean, I sell books that are like textbooks showing and documented mainline studies. Or we've had the scientist on. It's on record. What's going on? I mean, is it like evil space aliens run the government or something and just want to do no, whatever it is. And I'm not saying it's really space aliens, for the New York Times comes out and says that. What I'm saying is it might as well be Joseph Mengele. Well, why did Joseph Mengele do experiments on thousands of kids, torturing them in horrible ways? And it was admitted in Nuremberg he would take four or five kids out a few times a week just to the forest and give them chocolate bars. He'd ride them out with the SS in the back of a big Mercedes. He'd get them out and give them chocolate bars. And he'd watch them eat the chocolate bars, and then he'd pull a Luger out and shoot them all in the head. It's like Lenin would go to an island. This was documented. Populate a little island in the middle of a pond with thousands of white rabbits, and he would just run around biting them and killing them and stabbing them just all day, just mentally ill, crazy people. And they want power, and they get into power, and it's over. So whether this is manufactured or not, why they've never brought Ebola patients here before. That's the thing. They just don't care. They publicly fund Al-Qaeda. They publicly bring Ebola. They publicly ship guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They publicly open the border wide open. They publicly put veterans on death list. They publicly are just absolutely out of their minds. I mean, Apple has the worst factories in China on record, with forced abortion, forced drugging, 18-hour workdays, and suicide nets. But it's okay because they wear purple shirts and lisp and walk around effeminately going, incredible. I mean, I think you could strangle babies in front of a whole sports stadium of people if you were wearing a pink shirt and went, liberal.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
Freedom came my way one day. When he saw Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came in to shoot me down.
So I shot him.
So I shot him down.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. Yeah, I shot the sheriff. And I didn't shoot the deputy. We're going to go to Steve and Ryan and Eric and Jordan and Steve and many others here in just a few minutes. Steve is watching on Roku right now. We are on Roku and Boxy and a bunch of the platforms. Always important to add that. Been on them for years. With this clip, we transferred it over so quick we don't have the video. It's from audio. This is 30 minutes ago on Fox News. I'm in there getting a cup of water during the break in the break room down the hall, and they have their own reporter going, I don't want this new Apple iWatch or this iPhone 6. It's on when I'm in the room all the time. And that's the thing. I ran in and checked it. It's on all the time and admits it's looking out for you, reporting back if you have a problem. And then this morning I saw a TV ad for the new cars coming out that automatically slam on the brakes and stuff and automatically make you avoid things. That sounds wonderful, folks, except they can hijack those and kill you with them. That's not just an X-Files episode 15 years ago. And it's they already have the drones that are autonomous. The robots are already in control. The thermostat already controls what you do. The globalists run it. The New World Order has a ghost in the machine of all these computers and things as Trojan horses to socially control us. There's stinking microphones hidden everywhere now. And they're just now telling the public because they're starting to openly use it. I mean, this is an authoritarian wave all sold by trendies is fun. And I want one of the iWatches because it's got a whole bunch of great things. It does. Be like on a hot day, a big old glass of lemonade. Been out working in the fields all day, but it's got one drop of cyanide in it. You can't even taste it, but it'll kill you. You understand that? You clear on what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? Believe me, I want that fruit. I want that apple. I want that knowledge. I want it. I got it. My kids want it. But it's built by evil people. It's built in pain. It's built in slave dungeons. Why is everything so evil about it? Why is it headed up by Al Gore? Because it's what they do. It's the old African fable of the toad or the frog and the scorpion. And the scorpion comes over to the frog and says, I'd like you to give me a ride across the river. The frog says, you're a scorpion. You'll sting and kill me. He said, no, I promise. I'm going to be nice. Just be friendly, frog. You have a good demeanor, and frogs are known for being nice. Will you just give me a ride across and be helpful? So the frog goes, okay, you promise. He gets over the other side. Scorpion jumps off. Bam, hits him. The frog's laying there dying. He says, why'd you do that? And he said, because I'm a scorpion. So let me tell you, these devices are meant to dominate markets and take over the world and surveil everything you do. This is the next level to the chip. It's going to go to Google Glasses, and it's going to go to contact lenses, and then those aren't going to work right, and it's going to be brain implants. My uncle just got a brain implant. My dad's brother. He was in a motorcycle accident. He's had convulsions for 20-plus years from it. He went and got this brain implant, and as soon as it starts to pick up too much brain activity, it pulses. He has like a one-second convulsion, and then he's back to normal. It's changed his life. He got it a few months ago. It's not that that technology isn't helpful. It's that the New World Order can jack it and control it and add things to it, and they always do. Let's go to this Fox News clip.
And speaking of the health apps, Shannon, we actually saw a new feature on the iPhone 6 where Apple will have a new processor that can actually tell what exercise you are doing. So for me, it might be like, hey, Lauren, you're sitting on the couch. I don't want to hear that all the time. But maybe that'll get people off the couch and they'll let you know you're running now at this pace or whatever. So it's all these health aspects that are being brought into the iPhone.
And then we have a larger clip where they go on to say, man, I don't want that. That's like Big Brother. That's like the telescreen. But here they are. That's what this. Oh, the car's watching me. Oh, the car knows if I left a kid in it when it's hot. Oh, it's watching you. Did you hear what you just said? It's listening to you. And it isn't the Archangel Michael at the other end of that machine. It isn't Santa Claus either. It isn't somebody nice. It's El Diablo. It's the New World Order, the guys that run the child kidnapping rings, the people that shoot kids up with syphilis.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the
run.
We're
going to take you to Chicago
Alex
next.
Alex Jones and the secret microphones. Radio Network.
Then to Steve and other callers, and we'll break down.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago. The town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down.
We're going to be going up to Chicago here in a moment to get our report from Buckley Hammond, my cousin, one of the original InfoWarriors, going back 20 years. He was there actually 22 years ago when I was first trying to get into media. And he's now joined the team again after working in national television in the last decade. He's out there reporting for us. I wanted him to go to Chicago specifically to get HD video for Obama Deception 2, dealing with the hidden microphones that are hidden in sculptures there directly out of 1984. So we're going to have that filed report after we talk to him via audio Skype to preface the report here in just a moment. There's an AP headline out today that New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire, but then they admit that it also records conversations. How do you roll out microphones nationwide hooked into the NSA with keyword? Well, you say it's a gunshot detector. Why? And so is your iPhone watch. That's when, and of course, O'Brien in 1984 is a good guy. So this is how they roll it all out. As long as it's done in a lisping NPR voice with a guy in a purple shirt who talks real slow and shows you lots of images of trendies wearing it, it must be okay. Well, it would be okay if it wasn't covertly, now admittedly, designed to control populations. So that's coming up. Speaking of that, Facebook bans gun owners but allows kitten torture video. Yeah, they've been allowing ISIS to recruit as well. We're constantly censored on Facebook. People say, well, then why do you use it? Well, because we're still able to reach people there. Facebook has, I mean, they want to keep us off of it for a reason. Facebook has no problem with a kitten torture video on its site, but when Facebook users talk about guns, the social media giant will censor them with zeal. And then we link to mainstream articles admitting all of it. They will not let you badmouth anybody that wants gun control or speak out against it. But if you want to torture kittens, why, that's the hot, trendy thing. By the way, that has been for a few years. I kept seeing, like, just on mainline sites and on YouTube, good-looking women, like, kicking kittens around and stuff. And I guess with a decadent slob society that's never been through any crisis, that's the hottest thing. Makes me want to break people's noses. Not the woman doing it so much as whoever's into that and wants to videotape it. Of course, the woman, too. When she needs to go to jail, just what type of freaks are in this society? Talk about the decline of the Roman Empire. What about the decline of the Western Empire? So that story's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and needs to go viral. Now, before we go any further, please don't forget this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, non-GMO, super high quality, very affordable, storable foods that last up to 20 years, great customer service, 866-229-0927. As unstable as the world is now, I got storable food. And if I never have to eat it, great. Things were okay, but you need to have an ace in the hole. Firearms, water filtration, and high-quality storable foods. The place to get a lot of your preparedness items, a.k.a. food, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We also have their entire food line at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's probably a wider selection at MyPatriotSupply.com. And finally, we got a big meter running here. I call it mid-air refueling, war bonds. I want to have more reporters on the ground. Leanne McAdoo and SSG Joe Biggs are on their way to cover 9/11 events in New York. When the feds say they believe a terror attack will happen, I don't really think one will, but there might. I mean, the chatter they're getting and what they're saying, who knows? Point is, they're going to be in New York. I need another line of reporters as well. Because a lot of the reporters here double as video editors. Controllers when we're doing the nightly news, running the board, finding the clips, doing the research, writing the articles. We're trying to beef up here in the face of what's going on, and we're able to do that when you shop with the white hats, when you shop with the good guys, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and we just got the best water filtration, films, books, Patriot apparel, so many other items. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, Made1776.com takes you to the subsection with the Made in America Patriot apparel. You'll notice most of the belt buckles are sold out, but we do have more coming in soon. We have a new Molon Labe that I haven't even talked about that I designed again, the basic design, with our designer. And I think it's even better than our last one that became our best seller. It's an American flag hanging straight down with the Spartan helmet looking straight on with two 308 rounds crossed with 1776, InfoWars.com, with an American flag, special forces style on the shoulder, and then another message on the back. So this is a literal bestseller. A big Infowars.com on the back with two stars. And then on the front, there's not even a com on the back. It just says Infowars. And people ask, what's that? And the front is, I believe, the best-looking gun shirt ever made. And it's not a bestseller yet. The last one is our all-time bestseller. I knew it would be our all-time bestseller. I know your taste because your taste is mine. This is a shirt I will wear out. This is a shirt that I do wear out. This is a shirt that I promote. And I just realized they came in last week, and I haven't taken some home to wash them, and I haven't sported them yet. Made in America show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I guess it's called the 50 cal Molon Labe. I guess those are 50 cal size cartridges. I guess they're two proper size. I just thought they looked like 308 from a distance. So it's called the 50 cal shirt. I didn't come up with a name. I just came up with a design. I wanted two crossed with the helmet looking straight on with 1776 and American flag straight down with Molon Labe. And boy, our designer knocked it out of the park with that American flag on the shoulder. People say, hey, that flag's a symbol of evil. You know what? I'm taking that symbol back. It means Second Amendment, freedom, private property. The New World Order is attacking this country for a reason. They want to exploit us, use us to take over, and then implode us. I do not reject the symbol of a pyramid anymore. I used to say no pyramids on anything, but not anymore. The symbol of the pyramid is just a powerful archetypal symbol. Why does the New World Order get to have it? One time we had a prison planet designer make it with the planet with the sun rising behind it, and people said that I was Illuminati because the Illuminati sometimes uses that symbol. No, I like a sunrise over the earth, the symbol of a new beginning, the light coming back. The globalists claim they are the people bringing light. They are bringing darkness. We allow them to dominate and control everything. It's time to take the symbols back. What's good about the American flag? They've already banned in the military most of the Patriot symbols. George Washington, don't tread on me. Next, they're going to go after the American flag. I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you, we have to take it all back and make it ours. The globalists have made every symbol out there theirs. I'm going to stop right there. Buckley Hammond is joining us, reporting from the Midwest. He's been in Chicago the last few days talking to locals on the street, and he filed this report we're about to premiere today, dealing with hidden microphones that we first discovered decades ago going up around the country, I guess 1998, so that's about 15, 16 years ago. But we know they went in decades ago in test. Now they're going in by the thousands per city, from Boston to Dallas, Texas, from Chicago to L.A., and their keyword software logging along with bundles of cell receivers, and are also grabbing everybody's data. We broke that with Mikhail Phelan last year, investigative journalist, with the secret Homeland Security documents that became national news. Now they're playing dumb, saying they don't know what they are in Chicago or who put up these sculptures and cell towers. We have the grants. It's Homeland Security. That's how dumb they think you are. So now that you are admitting that they're microphones, they're spinning it, calling them gunshot detectors, because, of course, you can run that software over a microphone as well. So technically that's true, but they're not telling you the rest of the story. Buckley Hammond for Infowars.com, break down this report we're all about to see and hear.
Well, you know, this is you totally hit the nail on the head. And this story, I think, is a lot bigger than what people realize, because just like you're saying, each time that they roll these systems out, they try to sort of spin it and try to make people think that it's some sort of beneficial circumstance that they're trying to ameliorate or something. Because, you know, one of the polls that we walked up on had a big whole sign that was talking about how it was better for the environment because it uses solar energy and wind energy. But it's really just to sort of, you know, initially pierce the consciousness of the people so that they walk around and they see something and then they think it's innocuous and they don't realize that it's actually eroding their freedoms. And speaking of the people in Chicago, you know, I've spent the better part of the last decade up in Chicago, and they are just wonderful, honest, salt of the earth people. They're really intelligent and so much creativity and warmth, you know, from the people in Chicago and in the Midwest in general.
You fell in love with Chicago.
Absolutely. I have a lot of admiration for the people up there. But, you know, one of the things that's really interesting is that when we shot this report and even walking around and talking to people, to a person, every single one of the people that we talked to was aghast. They were horrified that these programs were being rolled out, especially when, you know, I sort of described what the ultimate result and goal and possibilities.
We're going to come back and talk about that after the report, but that's the good news. The people are against it, but the system is still doing it. That's why they want to keep it secret. We're not keeping it secret. Here's the report.
Chicago, the quintessential American city. Renowned for its innovative architecture, art, and culture of honest, hardworking people. Something is not right in this all-American city. There's a quiet technological program that is slowly being rolled out that will further erode the privacy and rights of its citizens. We hit the streets to find out the real story.
Here we are at Benito Juarez High School in Chicago, where behind me you can see one of these technological light poles that's been installed. This right here is billed as a hybrid system, and supposedly all it does is it collects energy through wind and solar to create ambient lighting in the evenings. These systems are usually introduced as a guise for collecting large metadata or for somehow helping the environment in one way or another. When we know that the truth is altogether more sinister. First, it'll be a system like this. Next, it'll be a system that's just collecting metadata, like the NSA says. And then they'll go beyond that to introduce their complete and total totalitarian system right here in the heartland of America. Behind me is an example of one of the most nefarious systems that's been installed in Chicago.
This is a speed camera. These cameras were installed on the streets of Chicago against a major public outcry. These cameras, in addition to the red light cameras, are just more robots using automation to slowly strip you of your right to privacy. And many conclusive studies have actually found that it makes driving even more dangerous.
This pole right here is a perfect example of a totalitarian system that's put in against the will of the people to take your rights away. Now let's talk about the sculptures that are going to be tracking all the data on our cell phones as we walk by. Sculpture. It stirs the senses, and as art can feed the soul. Usually we think of it as a passive object. Innocuous. Or is it?
The Chicago Tribune reported that this program was being rolled out into the core of the city. Sensors disguised as decorative sculpture would scoop up big data on the surrounding environment and the people passing below. The sensors would be enabled to observe cell phone traffic and collect data on pedestrian behavior. These spy devices would be positioned in the highest traffic areas downtown, along the corridor of the Magnificent Mile and the surrounding loop. The proponents of the system argue that their intentions are pure, that the data gathered would be used only for better understanding the environment and nothing more. However, privacy advocates warn of potential abuses, and that setting this precedence would open the door for further digital intrusion. The most disturbing aspect of this program is that it seems it will be implemented with little oversight and almost no public consent.
Here we are across the street from the Tribune newspaper building, who published the article about the sculptures that are going to contain the sensors that are collecting your data. We're going to ask some people here in Chicago on the street what they think about that idea. So Chicago is going to be implementing a program where they're going to be putting up sensors on light poles that are disguised as sculptures that's going to be collecting your data as you walk by off of your cell phone. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that this is a complete invasion of privacy. I mean, whatever I'm doing on my phone is my business. It's not the government's business, and it most certainly isn't the people of the world's business.
No, that's far out. I haven't heard anything about sensors on statues. That's crazy. But now that I think about it, it doesn't surprise me. Everything collects your data these days.
I think it's a really big invasion of privacy. It's kind of unfair. A lot of people have a lot of private stuff on their phones, important information that can really, like, just mess them up. if that ever gets, like, into the wrong hands.
I honestly think that that is very dangerous because a lot of people don't have protection on their phones, so it could easily take the information off of your phone and be used for anything, and you wouldn't even know it.
I haven't heard of the program, but it's very intrusive, in my opinion, because everyone's entitled to their own, you know, privacy, so they can just access it. That's not good.
To be quite frank, I think you're invading people's privacy.
In light of all the recent celebrity scandals where protected information has leaked, would you trust Chicago with your private information?
No, not at all. I wouldn't even trust my friends with it, so I wouldn't trust. I wouldn't trust, you know, Chicago. We don't know what they're doing, and they're not going to tell us. So.
No, not at all. Celebrity or no celebrity, you know, it's just an invasion of people's privacy. We should be able to live normal lives without having to worry about a sculpture having a camera inside of it.
Probably not. I'm pretty private about my data. Yeah.
I wouldn't trust my own neighbor with my personal information. I mean, I can't trust Apple, who's a large corporation who's supposed to secure my information, and I can't have photos on my phone without being publicized. Yes, that does go back to proper parenting, but that's no one's business but my own.
No, because there's so many people here that we're all just kind of numbers in a way, and it's like they can do whatever they want.
No, I don't trust Chicago with a lot of things.
Any way to avoid it is the best way.
Talk to the Chicago board and tell them not to put, you know, things on our sculptures, and our privacy is important to us.
Don't do it. It's kind of bad. They'd get a lot of, like, negative response to it. It's just not going to work out.
Make sure you check your privacy notifications and guard your data. That's your information, so you should be protecting it as much as you can.
Leave us alone. Sorry.
I would say prepare to go to the next election and vote for the people who support your privacy and who aren't trying to impose on every person's life and their liberties.
Thank you very much. There you have it. So as you can see, there are always people that are trying to take our freedoms and penetrate our privacy by rolling out these quiet programs where they take something as innocuous as sculpture and try to use it against us. This is Buckley Hammond signing off for InfoWars.com.
That's right, and they do it premeditatedly, illegally, and then tell us it doesn't exist. Apple's got Bono, the UN sympathizer, globalist, who's been caught giving less than 2% of the charity money he raises for children to the children. He keeps it for himself, a fat, disgusting maggot pig. Salvation Army gives 90%. The other 10% runs the organization. Bill Clinton gives more than 50% of the money to his jets and houses for the little African kids. These people want to, I want to throw up. Get Apple off the screen. And all these companies are bad news at that level, but Apple is just particularly nasty and surveilling us. And Buckley, that leads us to the next level. The Apple iPhone 6, the new wristwatch, it admittedly tracks and watches you in their rollout, and you buy and sell with your thumb. Do people realize how much danger we're all in?
Well, it's interesting because it seemed like when I was talking to a lot of people, they were very conscious and aware of their privacy. And I was just looking over this the Apple blog about the release, and something really struck me. There was this statement on there where it says the iPhone 6 can judge distance and elevation so you can get credit for flights of stairs and all of those fitness apps. Well, that instantly, I just thought back to like, man, if...
It's carbon credits taxing us like THX-113A on our amount of exercise and all that. That data is to be given to the insurance companies. This is the total surveillance grid taxing you for drinking beer. It's here. Apple is the UN. They are Satan. They are the devil. They are horrible. They run death camps. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, all that is true, but, you know, it's so interesting that technology, like just about everything, is a double-edged sword. In fact, you know, I shot that report that we just watched on an iPhone, and so it's amazing that I could just have a microphone plug it into my iPhone. My fiance was the camera person, and she shot it, and, you know, we edited it and put it up, and it wasn't probably the best report ever in the you know, span of humanity, but it's pretty amazing with the technology, what you can use it for if you use it correctly. And what I think...
Exactly. Again, it's got all the little pieces of tech that engineers develop are great. But put together, fused, it is a tool of Sauron. It is designed to enslave. And it's built in death factories.
Yes, I think that that's a really reprehensible aspect of it. One of the things that I think is the most important is that it's up to us to pass on to the next generation the principles of liberty so that they understand
the foundation. It's up to jailbreak the phones. It's up to block the bad apps. It's up to us to tear those things apart and use them against the New World Order. If you've got an Apple product, especially, folks, and I like them over the others as well, you've got to use it against Apple. I know that sounds weird, but I'm saying we know it's an evil device. We know what it's for. We try to turn it towards as much good as possible. Does that mean the ring can be used for good? Only for a season. But I'm being honest about my hypocrisy. Go ahead.
Well, you know, like anything, I think there's, two ends of the spectrum. On one end, you have the transhumanists who are urging us to move towards a singularity where man melds with machine. And then on the other end, you have us info warriors. And even though we're often accused of being Luddites by people that are real excited about technology, it's not true. It's about the fundamental use of technology.
We don't like designing technology to be anti-human and not include... Listen, the real transhumanists, not the pop ones, but the real ones are just eugenicists. That was founded by eugenicists. Does the average transhumanist even know who founded? No, they don't. It's Julian Huxley, the head of UNESCO, the head of the UN, the same people that run Apple, the same people with Bono or gonorrhea or whatever his name is. This is what we're talking about. I know what's going on. I've done the research. Ignore it at your own peril. It's an evil system. The transhumanists say they're not going to give us a choice. Well, that's authoritarianism, Buckley.
I agree 100%. But one thing that I think is so important is spreading this message. And as evidenced by that report, everyone can go out and do that. Go out, get your cell phones. Go out, get your video camera. Shoot a report. Put it on YouTube. Spread the word. Make people aware of liberty.
Yes.
Make them aware that the future is humanity. The future is freedom. The future is liberty.
Absolutely. Well done, Buckley and crew, and Miranda, who helped shoot that. We're going into overdrive. I promise I'm going to Steve, Ryan, and Eric. I'm not sure about Jordan and other ones, but they...
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's jam in as many phone calls as we can here. Steve, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're there. Hey, man. According to my NRA calendar, the 11th is Patriot Day. What do you got to say about that?
Well, I thought Patriots Day was the 15th or the 19th, depending on what state you're in.
No, according to my NRA calendar, the 11th, and here's where I'm going with this.
Hey, is this Steve Blaha?
Yeah.
I'd have gone to you earlier if I knew it was you. I've known you for 16 years. How's it going?
No, it's been longer than that, actually. But anyway, here's where I'm going with that, man. You know how radical 911 was? Well, 911 this year is the 13th year, and I'm quite concerned, actually. But
it's 9/11 times 2,978, Gary. Quote Team America. Go ahead.
The football game is tomorrow night. You know, the first Thursday night game, it's Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and I'm worried about, these missing airplanes and shit. I can see something so spectacular that there's an airplane landing in the middle of the airplane, in the field,
That's the only way the globalists could pull something off more spectacular than 9/11 would be to fly one into a football game live. You just said it right there. That would be a jumbo jet or a large aircraft loaded with explosives into the middle of a sports stadium.
They 13 years past the original, and that's what I'm saying. So
well, we had Benghazi on 9/11, Steve. Hey, man, do you still live out in West Texas?
I'm in Abilene. Yeah. I'm 3 miles from Dyess Air Force Base.
I know. You always tell us when they're blasting off with the B-1 bombers. Well, listen, anytime you're in Austin, try to give us a call. It'd be fun to see you sometime.
Thank you, Alex. I love you, bro.
See you later. Yeah, he used to come down and help on the Access TV show like in 1997 and stuff. He's a really funny guy. He's fun. We went out and had dinner a lot. He's a fun guy to have dinner with. Ryan in Delaware, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just got a little story for you. I'm a first-generation immigrant, right? I'm 31 years old. I've lived in the country for 30 years, so I pretty much grew up here my entire life. The reason coming over to the country is my dad was military, so brought my mom and me over. He married, and I assumed I was a citizenship through marriage. Well, I didn't find out until just recently when I tried to get a passport that I'm not a citizen. I've never been a citizen, and no one's bothered to tell me that. So ever since I've been 18...
Yes, and they should have a path for people like that to be... Look, they make it hard to become a citizen legally and then just make it easy to stay here if you're here illegally. It's the same thing where the border's wide open, but then a dad coming back in with his five-year-old can't get in the country. I mean, it's just amazing.
And it just disgusts me. And the only reason I got a passport is just so I could see my sister's wedding. I was going to be my sister's wedding and be with her on her...
Now they want you to go to an immigration lawyer, and it'll take you years to even be able to get your citizenship. That's amazing. So your dad was overseas?
Yes, he was stationed actually in the Philippines.
I don't think the paperwork was filed right because... if one of your parents is a citizen, last time I checked, and you're born overseas, generally you can become a citizen. It's just a dual citizen has to be filed at birth, I think. I think that was a snafu. If you get the right lawyer that's not just milking you, you should be able to fix that. I hear you, brother. Look, I'm out of time. Eric, thanks for holding. Jordan, Steve, if you can get in tomorrow or any other day, tell John Harmon, hey, I was on hold to go to the head of the line, but thank you. But we open the phones up and then get guests on them. I didn't even get into independence for Scotland. I'm all for it, but there are pitfalls. And we'll break that down tomorrow, first thing, Lord willing.